Good evening. This is Diaspora Live Talk Forum, and we meet again on Wednesday, 2nd September 2020. My name is Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight, we are going to look at the Diaspora Forum is going to look at the coronavirus figures in Zimbabwe. We're also going to look at the political situation in the country, including the granting of bail to Jacob Ngarivume and Hope Chingono, and also looking at the impending visit by an ANC team that is going to come from South Africa, from the ruling South African party, the African National Congress, that is going to visit Zimbabwe and meet with stakeholders, especially ZANU-PF, to discuss issues bedeviling the country.
And we see that there are now 6,559 people that have actually contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And out of these people, 5,241 have recovered, 203 have actually died. And according to the Chronicle newspaper, there is one nurse who passed away in the city of Queens, and that is Bulawayo. So this maybe is the first case of a reported case of a health worker who has actually died in Zimbabwe. So according to the newspaper, the nurse was living in the high-density suburbs of Bulawayo. And then according to Johns Hopkins University, there are roughly about 26 million people who have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of these people, 858,295 have died. Then according to Johns Hopkins again, there are over 6 million people who have contracted COVID-19 in USA. And 184,747 people have died. Yes, Rwanda, ba, yes, 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 sebesilile 203 sebepopile sizweke iphepha ndaba le chronically libika ukuthi kulo umongi oyedwa opopileyo kona ngale kobulawayo ubehlala ehigh density suburb eNtumbane yeke kube zobuya kwezindaba siyabona jonga ukuthi emhlabeni wonke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University isoko labantu pose 26 million asebanjwe iCOVID-19 bese kusithi abedlula 858,000 sebabhubha. Lapha kweMelika sebedlula 6 million asebanjwa umkhuhlane lo. 184,747 sebabhubha. So ke zimbi indaba kakhulu. Siyaxoxa njalo ngakhona okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siboneleke uJacob Ngarivume ekhululwa khona ngale entilongweni. Ukukhipheke isibambiso sebail 50,000. Sizo njalo lokuthi ke uHope Chingono kungani la esekhitshiwe khona ngale. Kuzokuthi lokunye ke siyabona iANC kanye lohulumende weSouth Africa sezathuma abantu eZimbabwe ukuthi bayekhangela ukuthi kuhamba kanjani. Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Wongo Gibson, ndiyo nyaya tiri kukurukura nhasi tiri kutarisa dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus muZimbabwe nepasi rose. MuZimbabwe tinonzwa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita 6,559 kana zviuru zvitanhatu nemazana mashanu nemakumi mashanu nevapfumbamwe. Vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi muZimbabwe kwoita vanokwana kuita 203 kana kuti mazana maviri nevatatu vafana chirwere ichi kuchitiwo 1115 ndo wando hwevanhu vachine chirwere ichocho chiuru nezana negumi nevashanu nekuti pane vanhu vanokwana kuita 5241 vapora vanokwana kuita zviuru zvishanu nemazana maviri nemakumi mana mumwe chete vapora kubva kuchirwere ichi zvasiya vanhu vanokwana kuita 1115 vakabatwa nechirwere ichocho ndo vachiri kurwara muZimbabwe nechirwere. Totarisa pasi rose tinoona kuti vanhu vakuda kusvika 26 million vabatwa nechirwere ichocho pasi rose nekuti Johns Hopkins University Hospital iri kutaura kuti 25,795,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanhu vakawanda zvikuru pachiti pasi rose kwafa vanhu vanokwana kuita 858,000 ndo vafa. MuAmerica vanhu vanodarika 6 million ndo vane chirwere ichi kuchitiwo vafa muAmerica vanopfuura 184,000 ndo mamiriro akaita zvino. pane dzimwe nyaya dzatirikukurukura zvakare tirikutarisa kupiwa kwaitwa mutungamiri webato rinopikisa retransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngaruvhume naHope Chingono mutoro wenhau wamunoziva nemukurumbira vapiwa mukana wekuti vanga vachibvisa mari yechibatiso kana kuti bail nedare rehigh court. Tanzwa kuti mutongi wehigh court Judge Justice Siyabonga Masitu vapa vaNgaruvhume mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso inoita 50,000 Zimbabwe dollars nekuvaisirawo zvirango zvakati omararei zvokuti hanzi vanenge vachimhanara kana kuzvipira kumapurisa katatu pasondo, reporting 3 times a week at Waterfalls Police Station. Vange vachisarenda gwaro ravo rokufambisa, surrendering his passport, voramba vari kumba kwavo, kero yavakanyoresa kana kuti the given address yavo yekumba kwavo, varamba vakadaro uye vasingapindi mumadande mutande zvakaita seTwitter vachinyora patwitter ipapo ndo zvimwe zvavaitwa izvozvo nekusasangana mawitness kana kuinterfere nevafakazi. Kotiwo tanzwawo zvakare vamutongi wevanzi Justice Tawanda Chitapi vachipa mukana kuna Hope Chingono mutoro wenhau wekubvisa mari inoita 10,000 Zimbabwe dollars sechibatiso kana bail painewo maconditions kana kuti zvirango izvozvo zvokuti vange vachizvipira mapurisa muvhuro nechishanu kuHighlands Police Station kukaviri pasondo. Anga adaro anenge achizopawo zvakare gwaro rake rekufambisa nematitle deeds emba yake, zvimwe chetewo nekuti anga asingapinde pamadande mutande nekunga asingasangane nevafakazi. Ndo dzimwe nyaya dzatiri kukurukura idzodzo. Totarisawo zvakare urongwa huri kuda kuitwa nenhengo dzebato reAfrican National Congress kana kuti ANC rekusouth Africa. Tinonzwa kuti kune chikwata chingaita vanhu vashanu kana vatanhatu 5 or 6 vangangouya muZimbabwe chero nguva kuti vange vachinzwa matambudziko ari kunzi ari muZimbabwe. Kunyange hazvo hurumende neZANUPF vari kuti muZimbabwe hamuna matambudziko. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichakurukura, Gibbs.
Yes, Chonga, in the courts we've got a lawyer representing Ngaruvhume. Let's hear what he said about his granting of bail.
Nasi tinofara kuti mushure memazuva makumi mana nemashanu vaJacob Ngaruvhume vazobvumidzwa kuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso yebail nedare rehigh court reZimbabwe. Vanzi ivo vanofanira kubhadhara mari inoita zviuru makumi mashanu 50,000 dollars yebail vagozviratidza kumapurisa ekuWaterfalls katatu pasvondo musi wemuvhuro, musi wechitatu nemusi wechishanu. Vanzi zvakare vasiye mapepa avo kufambisa pasipoti yavo pamabharani wedare reHarare Magistrate Court. Vakanzi zvakare vanofanira kugara pamba pavakazivisa adres kumapurisa. Zvakare vanzi havabvumidzwi nedare kuti vange vachinyora paTwitter kusvika nyaya yavo yatongwa ikapera. Saka ndo zvirango zvapiwa nedare rehigh court mangwanana anhasi panyaya yavaJacob Ngaruvhume.
Munotambira sei nzendo dzamafamba muchiedza kutsvaga kuti rusununguko rwavaNgaruvhume?
Kubva pekutanga isi takanga tichiziva kuti kumatare ndokune tariro yedu yekuti vaNgaruvhume vasunungurwe. Saka tauya kanga kava kechina tichidzoka kumatare, asi chatatinacho rwanga ruri rutendo nokuvimba kuti tikaramba tichigogodza masuo achazaruka. Saka nhasi tinofara kuti masuo echikurubhi anga.
So there you are, Jova. So the lawyer is actually saying that they are very happy that Ngaruvhume has been granted bail, and they were convinced that after 43 days he will be granted bail, or maybe it's 45 days.
45, so, yes. 43 yeah. For Opoel.
Yes. So they are saying they are very happy and now they are out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what we want to hear from our experts here, we have a human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewama Vinga, is whether in the first place it was necessary for these two gentlemen to spend that long time in jail or in a remand. And also, let's not forget that there's another MDC member, Godfrey Kurawone, who is a counselor for Mashingo. He is still in remand. And we haven't heard of Job Scala is also in remand, and many other people in Bindura. I think there are some people who appeared in court there who are all facing various or different charges. So we are going to hear from our guests today. We have Mr. Jawama Vinga, we have Mr. Jamela, and we also have a ZANU-PF member, that's Mr. Gibbs.
Joseph Chuma.
Yes, Ubaba Chuma.
Yes. So yeah. so let's hear first from Mr. Mavinga. So Mr. Mavinga, there you are. The gentleman has been granted bail. So what's your take on that?
Well, Jacob Ngarivume and Opo Chingwono should not have at all been in a pretrial detention. Bail is a constitutional right, and it was long overdue. They were both held at Chikurubi Maximum Prison for over 40 days each. We need to remind the Zimbabwe authorities that bail is a constitutional right, and there was no reason whatsoever to punish these activists through denying them their liberty and freedom. If you look at Wapo Chingono, he has now been released on 10,000 bond note bail, which is about $100, which is really nothing when you look at the number of days that he spent in custody, which shows you that this was just frivolous persecution of an activist. This should not be happening. Yes, people are celebrating, but the incarceration should not have happened in the first place. And especially in conditions of the COVID-19 pandemic, and there are serious fears that Wopo Chingono and Jacob Ngarivume may have contracted, you know, different kinds of diseases while in custody, which was not necessary. People can be tried coming from home. The Zimbabwe authorities should stop using denial of bail as a form of punishing activists and government critics.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. Washington Jamela. He is a PF ZAPU member. He's based here in USA. Mr. Jamela, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. So now I think you've heard that Jacob Ngarivume and Opoel Chinono have been spending a lot of time in prison, but now they've been granted bail. What's your take on that?
Like the good lawyer just explained, this was deliberately done to punish them. ZANU has been doing this for a very long time, and that is is par for the course for them to do that. You know, they know the Constitution very well, and they knew that if he went to court and on a fair and free justice system, he would be released, because there was no case really to answer. There isn't a case to answer. We should have freedom of expression, freedom of association in the country, but they just felt threatened and they decided to punish him by making sure that he doesn't get bail.
Yes.
Yeah, ngokubona kwami njengoba igqwetha elikade ukukhuluma ngaphambilini lapha ukuthi izano vele yenza njalo isebenzisa imthethwandaba ukupanisha abantu, ngingatsho njalo. So isidingo sokuthi baboshwe bese vele singekho. Noma-ke sebeboshiwe, into yokuqala bekufanele banikezwe i-bail. Ngoba akula sidingo sokuthi bavalelwe, bebengasoze babaleke ngabantu ababaziyo, ngabantu abaziwayo. Uhulumende unamandla ukuthi abagcine bekhona elizweni. Ma becawa into bezobaleka, bangabathathela amapasipoti or into ezifana nalezo, babayeke bazihlalele emzini yabo. Kodwa-ke njengoba besazi ukuthi vele ngomthetho welizwe bazokhululwa, ngoba akula nto embi abayenzileyo, akula cala abalephulileyo. So isikhathi sona abasihlale ejele yizanu lebe ebebagweva, yisigwebo sabo ngezanu leso ukuthi abahlale khona, sibonise kwabanye abantu laba bangaphandle ukuthi landi ngacabanga ukuthi lilandela abantu yikho esizalenza khona. Yindlela yokwethusela isizwe seZimbabwe. akukhondananga no nochinono yedwa lokho ikubonisa abantu ukuthi babethusele babatshela ukuthi landi ngicabanga ukwenza kanje
yes yakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khona phapa ngikachana babajamela so let's try to get hold of Mr. Joseph Chuma he is waiting for our call while we are trying to contact Mr. Chuma we note that there are some former Zipra combatants who have actually issued a statement saying they are not happy with what is happening in Zimbabwe. Now, Mr. Joseph Chuma is in the show. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, Mr. Chuma?
We are very fine. How are you?
The weather is a bit tricky this side. We're experiencing a winter in summer.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma.
Yes, I can hear him.
Yes, quietly.
Yes, Baba Chuma Utin.
Wajonga, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. How are you doing?
Tikuda kugadzira nyika kusvikira yadi efe.
Nyika haigadziriswe nekusunga vanhu vachigara mustrongo vasingatongwe vachuma.
Aiwa, makoti anova auzvira oga, tisavapindira isu sepolitician.
Yeah, but mutemo ngaichiteerwa nokuti tinozwa kuti kune mutemo unoti munhu asungwe muzoinvestigator. Zvinoi munombotanga masunga muchizoti chigara ikoko tichiinvestigata tikakuburisa unozotiza. Yes, maybe you can start by giving us your take on the situation in Zimbabwe, human rights situation, including the release, I mean, the granting of bail to these two guys and the continued incarceration of other people and also the visit by the ANC, the impending visit by ANC team.
Right. Look, I've always been an ardent believer of allowing the law to take its course in line with the constitution of the country and also in line with the dictate of natural justice as well. So, I would have been very worried if politics then went into play when it came to court processing, because then it sets a wrong precedent when we begin to do that. So it's never a nice thing for anyone to stay even 1 minute longer than necessary in a holding cell. But also, like I've said before, I wouldn't want us politicians to be mingling with court processes, because then that way we create a very unpalatable situation which we will not be able to probably handle in the near future, as we all know that laws of precedence normally come back to haunt you. Given all that, it's a good thing that these gentlemen have been given bail, and I'm hopeful, and I want to believe that due processes will be followed. And they must definitely have their day in court. And if ever their lines of argument win the day, they must be released. But if they don't get it their way, then they must face the music, the proverbial saying that everybody carries their own cross. So I'm sure whenever you do anything, you must always be ready to carry your own cross. But that's a story, for another day. Zimbabwe is a country that's rallying in all sorts of problems. Like any other country, we've got the COVID situation, which is not a sparing as well. We all know that the whole world is actually a standstill. So we've got our crisis as well as a country. And unfortunately now, we also have other people who want to then play politics with such situations, and then we have other people sensitizing things that could be dealt with in a very serene way, without really causing all the dust that we are seeing nowadays, where the arrest of two individuals, Mr. Ngarivume and Mr. Chinono, has caused so much talk all over the world now, so much that we're now seen as a crisis-ridden country just because of those two gentlemen. Yes, we've got issues, and those issues should be really looked into. We've got issues of these abductions that they seem to be taking place. And I would love for government to put even more effort to get to the bottom of this thing and we find out who is behind these abductions. Because like I've always said, I do not believe that a government really would be stupid enough to do such a thing, especially with the kind of mantra of trying to re-engage and engage the rest of the world. Why would you then deaden yourselves and play into such dirty politics? So all these, questions beg for answers. And I want to hope that one day we'll end up coming to a common denominator where we'll find the answers to all these kind of shenanigans that are really happening in the country. Well, ANC has come up and said they are going to come to Zimbabwe. It's a very welcome move. At times, as neighbors, even the Bible says, be neighborly. So as our neighbors, I think it's within their jurisdiction as well to come in and let's all help each other. Let's all see things from all kind of angles so that we definitely get a closure as to how and why these things are happening. Because from where I stand, Jonga and Mr. Duba, I will tell you that I still don't want to believe that the government of President Mnangagwa will be so stupid to do such things like abducting people and doing all sorts of things that are being said that they are doing, because it doesn't play to their favor at all. If at all, these are the people that are supposed to be trying to.
But if I may interject there, Mr. Chum, this thing has been going on for a long time. Why is the government not denouncing it openly?
I'm not sure if they've not denounced it, but what I know is that efforts have been tried to get to the bottom of these things. And the funny thing is that most of these people that get abducted and go through these kind of experiences never want to cooperate with the official people that are supposed to deal with it, like, for example, the police. You find the police get there, and those people prefer to talk to their own private lawyers. They prefer to talk to some NGOs. They prefer to talk to the opposition, and they don't want to talk to the official people that are supposed to do this investigation. And then you ask yourself, then how will then the police do the investigation without any information pertaining to whatever who would have occurred? So there's a lot of answers as well, the kind of stuff that that these people do take. So that's why I'm saying that maybe the coming in of ANC and an independent body as well, to come in and say, our neighbor, what is really happening? And they also then talk to the other stakeholders, the opposition included. Maybe we can come to a point where we'll be able to have more answers that are lacking at the moment, because we don't have those answers now. So it's a welcome move for ANC to come in and we'll look into it from that angle.
Thank you.
And also, the issue of land, that has been a chorus now. It's so very enlightening, and I feel so happy to discover that finally the MDC has accepted the issue of land, and now they're saying that the ZANU-PF government is trying to reverse it. The ZANU-PF government is not reversing anything. If at all, the ZANU-PF government is trying to play according to the rule of law, because you must remember that the constitution of 2013 clearly stated what was supposed to happen in all these things. You must remember that when the land reform program started, it was a Jambanja issue. You remember it was in the late 90s to the early 2000s. And then Zimbabweans had waited for over 20 years without getting the answers that they had fought for, and the answer was the land issue. So when they eventually went in, it became chaotic. It was not organized.
There
was supposed to be a point where organization was supposed to then take place. Sanity was supposed to prevail one day. And this sanity is beginning to prevail now.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Yes, thank you so much. And before you proceed, or before we get to the next guest, we know that the former Zipra combatants actually held a meeting today in Johannesburg, and they were furious about what is happening in the country. So there is one of them, Mr. Ngwenya, who actually issued a statement. Let's hear what exactly he said about what is going on in Zimbabwe.
We want to go back and enjoy that independence. We want to go back and enjoy that independence as we fought for. We've got brothers who are left behind, who will never see their parents. Of the kids who were born by those brothers who were left behind, who died during the war, they will never see their parents. The Gogos will never see their sons. But one party says we got independence. The few that got that independence enjoy the fruits of independence. I think Tina is zebra. We appeal to the government of Zimbabwe to genuinely ask us, as Zebra and Zapu, to sit down with them if they want to. If they think it is right, it's going to be like this forever. I thank you.
So there you are, Mr. Tioma Fingers. So I think you are hearing what the Zebras are saying and what Mr. Chuma was actually saying about human rights. So go ahead, Mr. Mavinga.
Well, the government of Zimbabwe has a responsibility to prevent abuses, to stop abuses. And now, over the last year, we have had more than 70 cases of abductions and torture and sexual abuse of government critics, of opposition activists, of civil society activists. And there has been no single arrest by the police in Zimbabwe of any of the abductors. Even when there is compelling evidence, video evidence, for example, in the case of the abduction and torture of Tawanda Mcheiwa, the nephew of ZimLive editor Mdudu Matutu, where there was video evidence, CCTV footage, of even the vehicles that were used to abduct and the car rental company Impala that had hired out the vehicle. And the owner of the chief executive of that car rental company was saying 3 days later, after the video had come out, still the police had not been in touch with his company to investigate. We have cases of the three young opposition activists, Joanna Mombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Netsai Marova, who were abducted and tortured mid-May. And they were abducted from police custody. So state security agents are complicit in these abductions. And therefore, activists are afraid to go and report to the same police. You know that there is Section 210 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which provides for an independent complaints mechanism to receive complaints from the public about misconduct on the part of soldiers and the police. But that independent mechanism has not been established. It is not there. Why is the government of Mnangagwa not doing that? We know that the August 2018 violence that was there, where the police and soldiers killed 6 people in one day and injured 35 others, there was a Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry that said there was need for accountability on the part of the soldiers and the police who committed those crimes. But up to now, nothing has happened. It was a very expensive commission of inquiry, international in composition, but its recommendations have been ignored by the Mnangagwa government. So this government is not serious, is not committed to human rights respect and to respect for the rule of law. We have activists who have committed no crime like Wopo Chingono and Jacob Ngaruvume, who spent 45 days in police and prison custody on flimsy grounds. So there is no, the idea that there is independence of the judiciary is not there, because people are being persecuted. There is a constitutional right to bail, which is being ignored by the courts simply because there are opposition activists who have been targeted. There are civil society activists who have been targeted. So this is a serious indictment on the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa, that at the moment there is no rule of law to talk about. There is no respect for human rights. And all those promises of a new dispensation have gone up in smoke. This is really a pariah state, a government that has gone rogue and is targeting its own citizens.
Thank you very much, Chonga. Kandamiri?
Yes, Gibbs, you touched the issue of disgruntled former Zipra combatants. Yeah, remember yesterday some disgruntled war veterans, I think, met in Harare, and they called for the dissolution of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association and the election of a new independent leadership that will provide lasting solution to their problems. Yes, vakarwa hondo tanzwa vakanga vari kudivire Zipra vasangana mu South Africa vari kunyunyutawo nemafambisiro ari kuitwa zvino hurumende pamusoro pezvo nezuro vamwe vakarwa hondo muHarare vakasangana vakaronga kutaiwa kana kukurudzira kuti dai sangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association raparadzwa, utungamiri hwobviswa kwosarudzwa umwe utungamiri hunomirira zvido zvavo, nekuti vari kufunga kuti utungamiri huripo hausi kumirira zvido zvavo. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuitika. Tanzwa munhengo yeZANU PF vaJoseph Chuma vachitaura apa vachitsanangura kuti hurumende haikwanisi kunge ichipindira mumatare kuti inge ichipa pfungwa dzayo kuti matare anotongwa sei panyaya yava Ngarivhume, Hopewo Chingono navaJacob Ngarivhume vazopiwa mukana nhasi mushure mekugara mutirongo kwemazuva anokwana kuita 45 kuna vaNgarivhume, 43 kuna Chingono. Hurumende kugara kwainga ichiita iri kutaura kuti varume vaviri ava mhosva yavari kupomerwa ndeyekuda kukurudzira vanhu kuti vapandukire hurumende vachiita mhirizhonga vachiratidzira musi wa31 July. Kwouyawo nyaya yekuti vamwe vari kupambwa mudzimba vachidinzwi, Tanzwa vaChuma vari kutaura kuti hurumende iri kuita zvose zvainogona kuti nyaya dzakadaro dzinge dzichigadziriswa dzichiferefetwa. Vachitiwo havangaoni hurumende yava Munangagwa ichikurudzira nyaya dzakaita dzekuti vanhu vapambwe, asi Tanzwa vaMavhinga vachipindura ipapo. Ndaida kuti vaMavhinga vambotaurawo nerurimi rweShona nokuti havasati vambopa pfungwa dzavo nerurimi rweShona. vaMavhinga:
Hongu, ndingati muchidimbu hurumende yeZimbabwe haisi kuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. VaHopewo Chingono navaJacob Ngarivhume vaisafanira zvachose kunge vari mutorongo kubva pakutanga. Iko zvino vakapedza mazuva anodarika 40 neanoraudzira vari mutorongo pasina mhaka yavakapara, vachinyengedzerwa nenyaya yekuti matare edzimhosva ari kushandisa kuramba mukana wekupa mari yechibatiso senzira yekushungurudza nekurwadzisa vanhu vasina mhosva. Uyezve tiri kuona kuti matambudziko ari kuitika muzongo ndeyekuti kuri kunyanya nyaya dzekupambwa kwevanhu vachinorohwa kuti vakafira mberi vachishungurudzwa, asi mapurisa akapeta maoko, havasi kuita basa ravo. Zvakarezve vanhu vari kutya kuenda kumapurisa akare iwavo nekuti vanenge vari mazviri. Kune dzimwe nyaya dzakaita senyaya yaTawanda Mucheiwa dzekuti panenge paine umbowo huzere, asi mapurisa haasi kutaura nevanhu vane umbowo hwacho kuti vapuwe umbowo vaite basa, zvoreva kuti vane rimwero nevanhu vari kupamba vanhu. Hurumende yeZimbabwe ine basa rekudzivirira kutyorwa kwekodzero, zvakarewo ine basa rekuferefeta zvizere zvakazara nyaya dzese dzinenge dzichiitika muZimbabwe. Tinoziva kuti bumbiro remutemo renyika pasection 210 rinotaura pachena kuti ngakuve nesangano rinotambira zvichemo zvevanhu pamusoro pehunhu hwakaipa hwemauto nemapurisa. Asi sangano iroro harisati ragadzwa nemhaka yei hurumende yavaMunangagwa yakapeta maoko, asi tichiona kuti vanhu vari kushungurudzwa mukati menyika. Zvoreva pachena kuti zvese zvaitaurwa zviya zvekunzi hurumende yavaMunangagwa itsva, ine mutangiro mutsva, ine muitiro mutsva, aingova manyepo, aiva matauriro evanhu vari kuda kuvaraidza vanhu vachiitwa chikukuvatavata pasina zviripo, nekuti kodzero dziri kuramba dzichityorwa vanhu vari kutambudzika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Iko zvino zvoita sekunge nyaya yekunzi vaChingono navaNgarivhume vapuwa mari yechibatiso zviri kuitirwa kunzi kune vaenzi vari kuuya kubva kuSouth Africa, nhume dzavaCyril Ramaphosa. Ndo dzaita kuti iko zvino vanhu vachitanga kubudiswa nechimbi chimbi, nekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe yava kunyara kuti yakabata vanhu vasina mhosva. Tinovimba kuti iko zvino panouya nhume dzekuSouth Africa vachabatsira kuti nyika yeZimbabwe itendeuke itange patsva kuremekedza kodzero nekuremekedza mitemo yenyika, kunyanya nyanya iri mubumbiro remutemo renyika yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tiwa Mavhinga. Let's get to Mr. Washington Jamela. Mr. Jamela, we see that former Zipra combatants are saying a lot about what is going on in Zimbabwe. What has prompted them to say what they say?
I guess as people, you get to a point where you say enough is enough. It's not like they've been quiet for all this time. They've been talking. This has been raised many, many times going back many, many years. Zipra has been sidelined. The way history is presented is skewed all the time. So it does get to a point where you have to come out and say enough is enough. And the most embarrassing thing on the whole thing is where they were talking from. You have people that went to war, risked everything, their lives, their limbs, and now they are in other countries grouping together, talking. You know, they are older men and women, tired. That should be at home right now, enjoying the fruits of their sacrifice. But where are they? They are out there in other countries trying to survive, trying to eke out a living. Yet everything that they fought for is being enjoyed by a very, very few people in the country. Very, very few people. And they are enjoying it to the max with total disregard, you know, to others completely. They do not care. They do not care at all. So it really is disheartening. It is disheartening.
Do you think that the government is going to react to their statement, or is just one of those things?
Well, knowing what I know with this government, they might just say something, but at the end of the day, do nothing at all. They might say something, but they won't do anything. But however, this is going to continue. They're not going to stop there, because the rest of the former liberation guys are complaining, not only the Zipra ones, but also from Zandla as well, as far as what the government is doing with regards to land, giving back money to the former settlers and paying them back for their development on their farms, and now talking about giving them back land and literally removing people that have been relocated to those lands. So that is going to be a problem. It is going to be a big problem for this government, because you have to remember that the whole land issue was never really led by ZANU-PF as a government. It actually originated from from the war liberation movement guys, who actually demanded that the land be given to them, and then Robert Mugabe, being, you know, who he is, he took advantage of the whole situation and made it look like he was this guy who cared so much about their welfare and cared so deeply about land. Now he addressed it, yet he was just reacting to what was happening on the ground. Bengisithi, okubuhlungu ukuthi amaZipra lawa akhuluma eMzantsi Afrika. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu leyo, nami nje ngikhuluma ngiseAmerica. Kufanele ngabe sikhuluma sisekhaya, kodwa sisemazweni angithi. So ubheke i-age group yabaforward laba nabobaba nabomama abakhulumayo. Ngabantu abadala, ufanele ukuthi ngabe manje bazihlalele emakhaya abo besidla, bedlala nabazukulu, bephila impilo engcono ngoba ilizwe balilwela. Esakucela kubo bakwenza okudlulisileyo, ngoba ilizwe baliletha, inkululeko bayiletha. Saphinda sayithathelwa leyo nkululeko, siyithathelwa yizani from ekuqaleni vele yathathwa, ngoba inkululeko kwelakithi vele asiyazi inkululeko. Ukuthunjwa kwabantu vele izani yangena lakho kuhulumende akusuyona into entsha. Njalo into ezosubuhlungu kakhulu, bakhuluma uhulumende wanamhlanje ubhizi ukhuluma ngokubisela umhlaba ebalungwini, into abantu abahamba bayilwela. So wona la madoda eliwabona ekhuluma eyizipra basebuhlungwini, ngoba bafisa ukuthi ngabe basemakhaya abo, kodwa abekho emakhaya abo. So lilizwe elinjani lalelo ukuthi kufanele umuntu ayilwele kangaka kanti inkululeko? Angithi umuntu kufanele ayilwele kanye empilweni makuqondane nawe uyilwele kanye. Akhona ukuthi namanje lokhu bebhizi bekhuluma ngenkululeko bezama ukulwela lokho abangalakho. Aso lizwe elilungile elinjalo.
Siyakuzwa baba Jamela, sicela ubambe kolapho-ke sibise ubaba uJonga Kanemere. Jonga. Yeah, Chonga.
Yes, Gibbs. Ndofunga imwe nyaya yatinoda kunzwa pfungwa dzevatiinavo vadare vedu inyaya yedanho rehurumende rekuda kubhadhara varimi vechichena vane minda yakatorwa pasi peurongwa hwekugoverwa kwevhu kuvatema. Ndofunga vachuma vachiripo pachirongwa Gibbs.
Yeah, ukona chuma, ukona.
Yes. Vachuma, ndongokumbirawo mutaurewo nerurimi rweshona pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pedanho rehurumende. Tiri kunzwa vakawa vari kushorodza kubva kumapato yese anopikisa nezanupf. Kune vamwe vari kushoropodza urongwa ihwohwo vachiti hunodzosera kumashure chirongwa chekugovera ivhu kuvatema. Munoti neurongwa ihwohwo vachuma nemashoko ari kubuda?
Ndatenda vajonga. Inyaya yelendi vanhu vari kutora kunge havasida asi ini ndifunga kuti vari kuita ngavombo chete nekuti ivo vajaira kuti chinhu chose chinongotaurwa nehurumende yezanupefu vanofanira kungochipikisa chete. Ndamboedza kutsanangura before but ndakanditsanangure futi nyaya yeland reform haina kuitwa nemazvo. Kwakaitika jambanja in the late 1990s to the early 2000s babai nekuti vanhu vanga vamirira for 20 years because you must remember kuti kwakune agreement yekunzi kuchaita willing buyer willing seller. Saka willing buyer willing seller yaramba kushanda papa and willing buyer willing seller yaireva kuti varungu vava vaifanira kunge vachicompensate especially for the improvements dzavakaita mumapurazi acho iwaya. Saka zvinhu izvi zvakakasikeda even up to the writing yeconstitution yedu yakazobvumirana na 2013 papa kuti kunofanira kunge varungu ava vachidzoserwa mari dzavo dzavakashandisa kuimprove land. Hakusi kutenga land ba asi maimprovements avakaita vakaisa mari yavo saka mari iyoyo ndoinofanira kuita sei idzoserwe. Apa hurumende payanga kutaura kuti tichadzosera minda kune vamwe vavarungu nezvi zvakadaro havasi kureva kuti vakutorera vanhu minda. You must remember kuti pajambanja iyoiya vanhu vakatora maa1 nemaa2 farms mamwe mapurazi acho mahombe sustereg dokutoti vamwe vavo havasitombogona kutovashandisa. Kwozoita vamwe vaya vatinoti nechirungu macellphone farmers aya anongorai nepurazi asi iye asingatombogariko asingatomboshandiko anongoenda ikoko chete kunobraya neshamwari dzake nekunovadori ikoko kuita mapati asi kusina production zvazokonzera kuti isusu senyika nawo takutoona moto kutotenga zvinhu zvinofanira nechibage nehwiti kunze uko instead kudai zvaitoprodusa panapa nekuti kudhara isusu taitonzi the bread basket of Africa. Saka zvakabvisa izvozviya nokuti vamwe vanhu vakabva vaita kelesipo paya and then kune vamwe futi imekategori yevanhu vaya vakazoita grid vakatora mapurazi 2233 zvichidaro. Saka nyaya dzese dzedzedze dzinofanira kugadziriswa nawo kana kwaane system. System yacho ndeyokuti kana iwewe purazi wakatora ukaita cellphone farmer usikashandi tinotokutorera zvepurazi raira topa ume munhu totokonsida even murungu iyeye because murungu iyeye muzimbabwe inovo kufutika kana achida kudzoka ngaadzoke aite seakondine kana asingari kudzoka toisa umwe and then kune vamwe mapurazi futi aifola under iye ainonzi bilateral agreements nedzimwe nyika ivova mapurazi futi akatoga because jambanja ka haina order jambanja munhu wese anonge chingotora ikwa. Saka kune vamwe vanhu vakatorerwa mapurazi iwavo anga ari covered under mabilateral agreements ezimbabwe and other countries. Saka ipo paya vanhu vavaya vanofanira kudzosera mapurazi avo asi kana kukaoneka kuti purazi ratogwa iro riya munhu arimo imomo akutorishandisa nemazvo haachabviswa munhu uyaya ba asi munhu uyaya akutsvagira rimwe purazi wo futi kuti aiwa chienda unorima apa because uyu ari kuita zvakanaka asi uyu asingaite zvakanaka for sure munhu uyaya anofanira kutorerwa because ndokuka tikada kutaura zvinhu zvisingavaki hatingavakike senyika. Nyika haingavakwe nevanhu vanoita cellphone farming. Nyika haingavakwe nevanhu vari grid vanotora mapurazi 2233 zvichidaro. Nyika inovakwa nekuti let's be honest about each other neproduction. Kana usingagone purazi rine 1000 hectares iwe uchigona re 200 hectares piwa 200 hectares iwe ushande ipo paya kuitira kuti 800 dzimwedzi topa vamwe and then tinogona kuzotanga kuita productive togumisira takukata off mari dzokuimporta food yetu kune nyika tinayo pano. Saka all these things are things that we put together and zvinhu zvirimo muvumbiro wedu yemuno munyika ya 2013 kuti zvichaitika zvinhu izvozvo. Saka na hurumende yezanupf iri kulidwa navamunangagwa yakutanga kutedzera mitemo iyoyo takushoropodza futi anona ndopaunoona kuti hapana chinhu chakanaka chinoitwa navamunangagwa chinopedza nevamwe vanhu tavaneka syndrome kaka yekuti tinotira kushora zvese whatever happens tongoshora chete which is not fair. Inini as I see this thing It is correct kuti ngachiitwe tichitarisa kuti who has done well, the one who has done well, haambobviswa ipapo. Asi munhu anga asingaite anything ipapo ngaabviswe, because akodzerekwa ipapo. Kune vamwe vanhu ndikudzeka vari right kugara kunana Borodzeo nekunana Mabvuku nekunana Fakose kana kuti kunana Hillside munomblawayo. Asi ukamuisa mumunda uku hapana chinobuda ipapo. So ndozvinhu zvofa ogadziswa ipapo.
Regai tinzwe kuti vamavhinga vanopati chii ipapo, tozonzwa vajamela. Vamavhinga neshona, munoti nezvataurwa navachuma?
Just one second, let's bring in Mr. Mavhinga. Go ahead.
Zvinoshamisa zviri kutaurwa nhasi uno neZANU-PF. Kureva kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF yakanyepera vanhu, ikashandisa vanhu, ikavapa minda, ikakurudzira nekutungamira jambanja. Nhasi uno yakudzinganisa vanhu ivavo, ichiti varungu ngavadzoke mumapurazi. Izvi zvinoshamisa. Chepiri chiri kundishamisa ndechekuti, ko hurumende yavamunangagwa mari $3.5 billion yekubhadhara varungu vanoiwana kupi? Ko zvekuti varungu ngavachidzoka mumapurazi zvakabva kupi? MuZANU-PF yaimboti minda ndiyo ikonomi ndiyo minda, uyezve ivhu harife rakadzokera kuvarungu. Ko zvabvepi? Zvoparunziro yekuti vamwe vacho vari kuti zvichida here kutenda varungu vashoma vakabatsira panguva yekutorwa kwemasimba kubva kuna vaMugabe? Ameno. Asi chiripo ndechekuti hurumende yavamunangagwa ngaibude pachena, ngaitaure kuti chii chiri kuitika. Iko zvino vanhu havasi kuziva kuti ichokwadi here kuti mapurazi ava kuenda, ichokwadi here kuti varungu vava kudzoserwa mapurazi. Hurumende yeZANU-PF ngaibude pachena, itaurire vanhu zvakajeka nemazwi anonzwika. Mukuru wezvemari vaprofesa Mutuli Ncube vakanyora nechirungu, ngavanyore nechishona chinonzikwa nemunhu wese. Zvofambiswa kuti chii chiri kuitika, ichokwadi here kuti ihurumende yeZANU-PF yava kudzosera minda kuvarungu.
Mr. Mavhinga, can you say that again in English? Very brief.
Thank you. I think the serious challenge here is that the government of ZANU-PF appears to have misled people. It challenged and championed a land reform process that was chaotic. It gave revenge to the people. But now, surprisingly, it is saying that some of that land will be given back to white farmers. But this is not clear. There is need for this government to come out clear to the people as to what really is happening. And also to say, where will the $3.5 billion that is going to be used for compensation, where is it going to come from? That must be also clear. Why is this happening now? Is it, as some are speculating, payback time for those maybe few white farmers who might have helped in the coup process to remove Mugabe? But the bottom line is that this government of President Mnangagwa must come clean and clear and explain in simple language, in Shona and Isindebele, to say what is happening. Why is the land being given back to the white farmers, when the mantra for ZANU-PF was that the land is the economy and the economy is the land? What has gone wrong? What is this that is happening today?
Thank you so much. Let's bring in Mr. Jamela. Go ahead, Mr. Jamela. What's your take on this?
So singacasha ngamagama amakhulu esilungwini ukuthi kunalokhu nalokhuyana, but eqinisweni ukuthi abakhokhelayo labo babamba lapho bagxume lapha, akulanto abayenzayo elengqondo ebonakalayo. Into yokuqala kundaba le eyomhlaba, umhlaba owathathelwa abalungu ababengama-farmers lapha. Kwakuvele kufanele yenziwe ngendlela eyiyo. Ma unguhulumende ule sheriff's department ukuthi ihambe iye iyelokhuza iyenikeza umnikazi weplazi ukuthi hayi ndoda sesikukhipha thina sesithatha umhlaba wethu. Kwakungalasidingo sokuthi kube lokho asekukhuluma uthuma ukuthi kuthiwa umhlaba wathathwa ngejambanje. Asikho ade bekukhuluma all along ukuthi ijambanje, ijambanje kuyini kona lokho. All along bebesithi umhlaba walungiswa umgabe into aziqade ngayo waze waya kufa ukuthi yena wathatha umhlaba wawunikeza abantu njengoba babewulwele. Namhlanje sebejika sebesithi akwenziwanga ngokusemthethweni. Why babe bekhuluma ngokuthi indaba yelendi yalungiswa bona bekwathatha ngilungiswa. Ma befuna ukuthathela abantu umhlaba, abantu abalamaplaza amabili, amathathu, amane, usiyale phezulu. Abaqale kibo bona ngokwabo kusukela kuyumnangagwa kusehla kusiya phansi. Then bangaqeda lawo maplazi sebengakhuluma ngokukhupha laba bantu kazana abaphansi laba banikeza abelungu abafunayo. But okwakhathesi abaqale ngamaplazi umnankaga walawo nama-ministers wakhe nama-political members ezanu abalawo balamaplazi amaningi kakhulu uyakwazi khona lokhu ujume kodwa suza kukhuluma suzavume uzacatha ngamagama esilungu lalawa lalawa ezama ukucathela abantu. UMavinga uyibeke kahle kakhulu njengeloya njalo eyibeka ngendlela eyiyo. Into mina I don't need akunasidingo sokuthi mina ngikhulume njengegqweda engasilona igqweda. Engikujwayele ukuthi balamanga ngamanga abasuke nawo kudala bayaqhubeka ngakho khona lokho nanamhlanje. Akulaza ukuthi kule nto ezophuma khona lapha. Kukhona abazama ukukwenza njengoba kule khungakhunga ukuthi bazama ukubhadala abelungu laba abancedisayo ukuchaya ikhu. Kukhona belo kushaya amanzi. Singabe singakwazi kahle kahle ukuthi kuyini but kukhona ukushaya amanzi. Akusiyona iprogram epheleleyo abayenzayo ezasilethela inhlala kahle lesivuno esihle elizweni. Konke lokhu uthi uma kukhulumayo ukuthi kulozibani bani ole plaza okufanele ngabe uhlale ebhorod. Bayakwazi bona labo abantu okufanele ngabe bahlale ebhorod kodwa babanike ngamaplazi kunjalo. Akudingi ukuthi batshelwe ngomunye umuntu, bayabazi abantu abalamaplazi abanganidiyo abangivake benzele abama-cellphone farmers akhuluma ngabo bayabazi bonke labo. Into abangavuka benzile kusasa hayi khona ukuthi kuthiwa kuzaba le committee ephalamente ezohlala yenze lokho investigate lokho. Akunasidingo salokho, bayakwazi konke lokho, bangakulungisa just like that.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Jamela. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. Sibize ubaba uJonga sahayi kuJuma. Jonga, Mr. Juma is requesting for him to put something in English, you know.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Juma.
Mr. Juma, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead. You wanted to say something. We'll give you a minute and a half. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just wanted to explain this thing in a very simple way. Like I've said.
Sorry, Mr. Juma, can you get close to your mic? You're a bit far now. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I was saying that the issue of land, we must remember, was not done systematically. There was no formula followed when the land was acquired eventually in the late 1990s going to 2000. So definitely there was a bit of chaos that occurred then. And so all along we knew that there was going to be a day when we would wake up sober and have to fix some of these things that were done then. And now that time has come and these things are being done, and also in conformity with the constitution that was brought up in 2013 by both the ZANU-PF and the MDC, where all these issues about compensation and also the respect of rule of law, because you must remember, there were some farms that were under bilateral agreements between governments that were also affected because of the unsystematic land grab that occurred. So all these things were bound to be addressed one day. And that day has come now. People should actually be celebrating that to say, now finally Zimbabwe is now following the rule of law. Zimbabwe is now reforming to its own constitution, like that, like what they always cry about with all the other things. Because you must remember, this is a new government. It's only 2 years now, so we can't have everything done once. In one day. So we're taking baby steps and one thing at a time. And this is one of those things that was glaring in our constitution. It was supposed to be addressed, and it's being addressed today. To say, let us make sure that the bilateral agreements are adhered to and they are honored and respected. And that's why the government said that in cases where we find that the farm is being utilized properly, then that person will not be removed. So let's remove that notion of saying the government wants to take back land and give it back to, I mean, to the whites. That's not true. The truth of the matter is that we want to look at cases, case-by-case situation. I can give you even examples of our own black people that their farms taken because they probably were not in tandem with the system then.
Mr. Chuma, I know time is against against us. That's the question. Is the government taking care or ever thinking of workers?
Come back as well. So all these things are being done so that we address things like that that happen even to our own fellow black people. So there's nothing abnormal about that.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
Because it's being done by ZANU-PF. It's going to be viewed like the wrong thing.
Yes,
just a question, Mr. Chuma, a quick question, 30 seconds. Is the government ever thinking of helping those farmers, farm workers who lost their jobs? Any compensation? Some, their properties were also destroyed during the Jambanj.
Yes. If you remember, even during President Robert Mugabe's time, it was always said that the farm workers must be given priorities. They must also be accommodated in those same farms. They must be demarcated places to actually survive. So it's not like government has never cared for those people. And even up to now, if there are those kind of people that have got problems, they should also come up with their cases and those things are addressed. So this is not an address to one particular section of our population. It should be an address to everybody that was involved. In that whole farming system. So,
thank you.
Exactly, their property is destroyed, must also come up, and their cases must definitely be dealt with even faster than.
Thank you.
For the white people.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Mr. Mavinga, you are shaking your head in disbelief, I think. Go ahead. 1 minute, exactly. Well,
it's not quite true. If you read the letter by Professor Mthuli Ncube, it is specific that the compensation is for white commercial farmers. That is what we need to note. And so the plight of the farm workers, the hundreds of thousands of farm workers, has completely been ignored by the government. There is no package that is focused on the plight of the farm workers. There has been no investigation into the kind of suffering that the farm workers have gone through. So just to put it in perspective that this is really has nothing to do with the farm workers.
Thank you so much, Mr. Finger. Mr. Jamela, your last word, sir. Mr. Jamela, your last word?
Yes, yes. It is stunning to listen to Chuma speak. You know, ZANU-PF is amazing because they want us to believe that they just came into government 2 years ago. These are the same people who have been in power for the past 40 years. So if you don't want to be credited with any of the successes or failures of Robert Mugabe, then don't even talk about ZANU-PF pre-2018 then. You cannot pick and choose and say, oh, this is new government, when you want to take credit for other things that you think suit your narrative. It's either you were there or you were not there. This guy who is in charge right now was vice president, so there's no new... Nothing new there.
Thank you.
Same more.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jamela. Gentlemen, there's no extra time. Jonga? Yes, go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Gibbs. Ngua Zajgana. As always, there's no extra time. I say we are going to vouch for extra time. Saying goodbye, this is Jonga Kandemiri in Maryland, Silver Spring.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland, Buttonsville, saying goodnight, Zimbabwe. Wish to thank our guests this evening. Mr. Washington Jamela of ZAPU, Mr. Tewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member, and former Member of Parliament for Peranda Bampopoma. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and have a lovely, lovely evening. Goodbye.